The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Crank up the radio.
Today is the day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rich Eisen.
He's a different cat. He's a tea sipper that is in touch with his deep thoughts.
Rich Eisen.
Stop busting up my flow. All right.
Today's guests, ESPN college football analyst Robert Griffin III, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yeah, that's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I am thrilled to be here with you, and we'll take your phone calls shortly. It's an Overreaction Monday. I even got a good old fun top five for you on this program. TJ Jefferson in his spot. Good to see you, TJ. How are you, sir?
It's good to be seen.
Good to see you, Jay Felly. How are you?
Great, Rich.
And
to see you.
Good to see B-Man. I do hate that nickname. For those who might be just joining us, we have a new comms system that got put in our dark week. Mike Del Tufo labeled the cube that I get to press now and talk to Chris Brockman. I labeled it B-Man, even though he's never referred to Chris that way. And I've never referred to Chris that way, and I don't think anybody ever has.
Not in my whole life.
So,
well, we will.
That's
now.
What's up. RG3 slated to join us shortly on this program over there. So that'll be the last time I actually use that.
Really appreciate that.
Because it's so terrible.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. So, good Lord, God awful on this program. So Wimbledon's going down. What else went down over Caitlin Clark triple double? First rookie triple double in the history of the W.
Yep. Angel Reese set the double double consecutive game record.
Right.
13. What else is going on? Not a whole lot.
I know, right?
Not a whole lot, really. All-Star were announced for Major League Baseball.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Five Cleveland Guardians got named, right?
A team that nobody's talking about.
Nobody's talking about them.
Playing so great.
How have your Mets been doing since destroying the Yankees?
5-5 the last 10.
I haven't noticed.
The Pirates, man, put it down on the Mets 2 games ago. Had 14 runs, I think 7 home runs.
They ran out of fireworks. Yeah. Did you see that?
So many home runs, yeah, that the Pirates ran out of fireworks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because they do the thing that a lot of teams do. They play fireworks after everyone hits a home run.
Right.
It's 7 in the game, ran out. And it wasn't a bit. They literally tweeted out, yes, it's real. We have run out of fireworks.
Fantastic.
Paul Skeens still doing the thing on the All-Star team.
Love that dude.
Should be starting Brockman, I think, right?
No, we can save that for a second. Let's save it.
Oh, okay. Is that an overreaction Monday?
My bad.
Do you remember the conversation back in the day when Yasiel Puig lit it up from like May 1st through June 8th? And everyone was like, he should be in the All-Star game. Remember that?
That's what the All-Star game should be, though. It doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything.
Correct.
Let's just put the most exciting players in the game.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
We were talking about that with Elly De La Cruz last year, where obviously he's in it this year. He's a phenomenal player.
Right.
But last year when he kind of burst onto the scene and was going crazy at a cycle and inside the, you know, put him in the game. It's a showcase of the great young players in the game to get interest.
I totally agree with you.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know,
that would take up a spot of somebody who more deserving, but doesn't have the same cachet, doesn't have the same attention as anybody else. But I'm with you. I am 100% with you. He's been terrific. He's been lights out. He's been somebody that everyone pays attention to when he starts. You should throw him out there. And it's just for one inning anyway.
Exactly.
Nobody pitches more than just one inning in a baseball, in an all-star game.
No, I don't think
anymore.
We're going to see Pedro famously had the two innings where he struck out all these guys.
And imagine us getting like that Skeens moment. He comes in three up, three down, 101. Like,
it'd be amazing.
That would be incredible, right? That's you kind of need that here in baseball.
All right, let's take some phone calls while we're searching for Robert Griffin III. Noah in Reno, Nevada has been holding on for over an hour. What's up, Noah? How are you?
What's up, Rich? How you guys doing?
You trying to stay cool out there in Nevada? What is it, a buck 15 where you are right now, or what is it?
Oh, man, I'm in northern Nevada, the more beautiful part, 105.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I wanted to see your guys' opinion on my win-loss game for my Denver Broncos.
Okay. I got to tell you, Broncos fans are all fired up.
Optimistic, man.
Well, I mean, not just that. This is the third one. Did you have any more over there? We should merge our lists here.
Yeah, our list.
All right. Let's.
I got Nick in Portland has an 8-9 Broncos.
And I've got an 8-9 for Martin in Colorado.
Yeah, I got those two.
Oh, really?
And a 9-8 for Derek in Missouri. And it's now time for you, Noah, in Reno, with a buck 05 going on behind you. Let's get the music going. The Denver Broncos start in Seattle. Stop me if you've heard that one before from 2 years ago, but what happens here?
Yeah, I'm getting flashbacks. I think we start 0-1.
Boy, everybody's had them losing the first one. You're the third one. So 0-1 home for the Steelers.
I think we win that one.
Uh-huh. At the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We don't travel good to Florida. We're going 1-2.
All right. You are now at the New York Jets.
I think we got to get Nathaniel Hackett back. We're going 2-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. If the Jets lose that one, it will be tough in New York City. It'll be a rough one. Vegas Raiders, 2-2 at home.
Take a win on that one.
3-2 home for the Chargers.
4-2, Rich.
At the Saints, Sean Payton on a Thursday night.
Emotions running high, but I think we take the L on that one.
All right, everybody's saying the same thing there, too, and you previous callers. 4-3 home for the Panthers.
Win.
5-3 at the Ravens.
We shock everyone with a win.
Ooh. 6-3 at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think we take an L on that one.
6-4 home for the Falcons.
Loss.
6-5 at the Vegas Raiders.
Win.
7-5 home for the Browns on a Monday night.
Cleveland will be on their third quarterback. We take a win.
8-5 off the bye, home for the Colts.
Win.
9-5 at the Chargers.
I think we take the L on that one.
9-6 at the Bengals.
L.
9-7 home for the Chiefs.
Win. Wild card spot.
10-7 says Noah in Reno, Nevada. All right, sir. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You got it.
See you, brother.
Isn't that interesting? Of all the win-loss games, every single Bronco fan says they lose the opener at Seattle, but then bounce back home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would.
Okay, so Nick in Portland had it the other way. He had them winning week one and then losing the next two before rattling it off three.
Let me just say this to everybody out there, just so folks understand. If the Jets lose that game at home against the Denver Broncos, okay, coming off of a, because I know the Jets schedule inside and out for various reasons, because I'm also getting slated to head to London when the Jets take on the Vikings for NFL Network, and being in the booth for that one, it's looking good for that.
Oh, nice.
That if they come off of a Thursday night game and have a mini bye, welcoming in Denver at the Jets after Denver's got to go to Tampa the week before, and they lose to a rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, coming into the house against Aaron Rodgers with Nathaniel Hackett being the OC. If that happens, I think there might be some issues in the New York market. We shall see. And again, we did see a sighting of Mike Del Tufo today before the show, helping us get everything ready for our comm system. He did appear here, but Aaron Rodgers made his first appearance, right? He was at UFC 303.
He was.
Did he say anything there? Did anybody put a microphone in front of him?
You know, I didn't see any quotes.
I didn't see anything either.
Quotes from him. I just saw him kind of sitting there, taking in the scene.
So, I believe it's entirely possible that he I don't think he said anything. But it's entirely possible what I said is correct. We won't be hearing from him about where he was and what the status is with the Jets, if that's changed at all. I predicted, again, he will speak to a local reporter at the Lake Tahoe golf outing.
Which is this weekend.
No, it is not. It's the following.
It is. No, they moved it up. It's
they did?
July 10th to the 14th.
Okay,
it's this week.
It'll be this weekend. You'll hear from him.
Yeah.
I will say... So the 10th is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he will be out there on a practice round Thursday or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's a three-day usually, right?
Right.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
So I have a feeling on Thursday's show or Friday's show, we'll hear.
I can feel it.
Let's go to Cody in St. Louis. He just chimed in. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
Oh, Cody, don't sound too excited for being on the program, man. Are you disturbed?
Oh, I am.
Are you?
I ain't never called in before, so.
All right. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's start again.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's take a mulligan here.
Start over.
And let's do two things. One, I will be less of an a-hole.
St. Louis City and champions. Jason Tatum, Matthew Tkachuk.
Correct. And you, Cody, maybe you sound a little more excited to be on the program? Ready? Here we go.
Hold on a second.
Cody in St. Louis, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's up? Better.
What's up, man? How are you? Great to chat with you. Great to meet you, Cody. What's going on?
I saw the other day your Jets got favored over my Dolphins in the odds to win the AFC East this year.
Okay.
And I don't understand why that is, man. How does that equate?
By the way, Cody, and I will say this to you with all honesty, I don't blame you for thinking that. I don't know. I think it's just everyone assumes that Rodgers will return and everything that was all systems go last year will be equally the same now. And that everybody who was a little green last year grew up under some very fiery circumstances last year, and they'll just assume. I look at the Dolphins roster, Cody.
Well,
Cody, I look at the Dolphins.
They lost Stephon Diggs, so I don't know how they're still number one as far as like odds go. Whenever the Dolphins, didn't the Dolphins win the AFC last year?
They lost it at the last second because they didn't hold serve at home against the Bills, and that wound up sending them, unfortunately, to about a 90 degree game time temperature difference. Ooh. Between what they would have done had they hosted the Bills for a second straight week in the wild card round.
It was like minus 20, right?
Listen, Cody, it all comes down to this. Can the Dolphins be healthy enough with Tua, which last year they were able to, and can they be healthy enough on defense with the guys that they lost in non-contact injuries as it assumed last year? Can they come back and Chubb and Daniels, and Phillips, can they go ahead and perform well soon enough for the Dolphins to put their stamp on a division that they have every right to be considered to win? That's the question. And then I think, and thanks for the call, Cody. Call back, sir. That's the question for the Miami Dolphins. Would you say this? Name me a team that needs to win and play a home game in order to advance to the Super Bowl more than the Miami Dolphins.
Like narrative purpose needs that needs
not narrative purpose, like real real life, like their system of playing football works better in the temperature that they're playing or they're indoors. Could you say the Lions?
Lions.
Or the Lions damn near won in San Francisco in the NFC.
But the stats are real for Jared Goff, home and away. Like, that's a real thing. He plays infinitely better.
Could you say Dallas?
I don't know that, that team is necessarily built to only succeed.
Like, well, it's funny. Remember
last year, the difference between home and away last year, that home they were as dominant as any home team in recent memory until the Packers showed up.
Well, speaking of the Packers, remember the end of the Rodgers run? They were not built, ironically enough,
I think that was more a narrative.
Home games at Lambeau.
I don't know.
See, I look at the Dolphins being a team that built upon, predicated upon speed, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
So is that what you're saying? Like,
this is what I am saying.
Put them at home where those athletes can just run.
Dude, saw it. They went to KC, but if they got to go to Buffalo, if they got to go, if New England's a playoff team, if they got to go to Denver or wherever, it's like they're not built for that type of environment.
But optimal weather, put them out there.
Let me just say this. Let me just read this to you, okay? Tua at the quarterback spot. Running backs, Raheem Mostert, Devin Achane, Jalen Wright. Okay. Don't forget, Jeff Wilson Jr. is on this team too. He's fourth on the depth chart at the running back spot going into training camp. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Braxton Berrios, Malik Washington. Remember I told you about that kid before the draft? And he was a Northwestern transfer, I believe Northwestern to Virginia, and he set every record of Virginia.
Yep.
And then, Odell's there now. Jonnu Smith, who the Patriots removed from your fantasy radar and put him on a milk carton for 2 years.
But then last year with Atlanta was awesome.
Alec Ingold, who is a dynamite running back, a fullback in a Juszczyk mold, which is what his role is for this offense. Guys, name me a faster offense.
I don't think there is a faster. Exactly, Tyree. I don't think there is a faster.
There isn't a faster offense in the NFL with a guy in Tua that hits a back foot and gets rid of it.
Well, when you have a game to guarantee a home playoff game, you better win it.
Damn straight. You're not wrong. But again, it's Chubb and Phillips. Are these guys going to come back? They got Chop Robinson, Shaq Barrett's on the team. I mean, they are loaded.
Calais Campbell.
Campbell. Yeah. They got Calais Campbell. Year 31 for him. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they're third. To go back to the caller's point.
Yes.
Bills, favorite to win the AFC East, plus 165. Jets, plus 185. Dolphins, plus 210. Are they third?
Jalen Ramsey is sitting back there now. Jordan Poyer is on the team now.
Okay.
Because he was one of the cap casualty veteran cuts in Buffalo. Javon Holland is still patrolling in the secondary, which is, you know what he's great at? He's great at picking off a Hail Mary at the end of a half and running it the whole way back. He's great at that. I saw him do that once.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, so
that was a prime deal.
They're set, man. The Dolphins are flat out set. And everyone's talking about the AFC North for good reason and the AFC West because of who's sitting atop and who's joined it on the coaching staff. And then the AFC South, I think everybody considers one of those sneaky, really good divisions. Dolphins should be ranked first to win the division in the AFC
East. I kind of think so.
They should be.
Seems like great value
The Bills are, again, we're just talking about on paper, off season, getting ready for the season. They are potentially in a transition moment. Potentially. The quarterback can basically say, we're transitioning 0.0 here. I'm still Josh freaking Allen, and we've got this thing. And Jared Cook could be dominant, and they could also get Keon Coleman and his Macy's jacket coming for you, right?
7999.
Okay, exactly.
In the summer.
So, and they can get back their defensive players. Matt Milano sneaking around, coming back, right? And the Jets get Aaron Rodgers back. Is it just plug Aaron and play? I don't know.
I don't know.
And then obviously, I don't mean to just, and then there's the Patriots, but I think that you have
to. Totally fair. Okay, they're 27-1 to win the division. It's not happening. So.
Good caller right there. By the way, to everybody that is in the Houston area, like Robert Griffin III, we are sending our best to you as a hurricane is barreling through the area. And that is why we are rebooking Robert Griffin III. So we send our best to everyone there.
Yeah, stay safe.
Phone lines are lit, which we greatly appreciate. We'll take your phone calls. Overreaction Monday. You think there's nothing to overreact to. You have never met the B-Man. See, I didn't call you B-Man. I called you the B-Man.
B-Man in the house.
We're not friends. We're not friends.
Hey, everybody. This just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do. And you should, too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds that you might hear. Drive too fast, and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You could hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You could hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You could hear the sound of worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself, or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's the most pissed off you made Nick Saban ever?
Oh, when I took the sack second and 26 in a national championship.
Game. You mean the one that you immediately made up for with an amazing play puts you on the map?
Yeah.
That sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the sack.
So walk me through how that, what he said to you, if you can, in a certain way on a live radio, TV broadcast.
I mean, I could only see it on camera, you know, how mad he was. That was probably the most pissed off, though, I think he's ever been. I mean, he was squeezing his headset so hard. And then, you know, like, it was hard because the emotion was, like, so mad to so happy, you know, so fast for him. And, you know, we got into the locker room when everything settled down. I mean, he was still the same coach, you know. Yeah. He pulled me to the side. Like, what were you thinking, you know?
So
like
after you won the game, and you picking confetti out of your hair, he still took a moment to revisit that sack.
Yeah, being who he is, I mean, you know, he pulled me to the side. He said, you know, well, why did you take the sack?
Right.
You know, and I thought it was a good time to joke with him, you know, so I mean, we won the national championship, so I told him, well, you know, we needed more room to throw the ball, coach. You know, and, like, he looked at me, and, like, I was laughing. He's like, that's not funny. I didn't know what else to do in that situation. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, coach. So I shook his hand, and he just moved on. I was like, oh. Like, oh, man.
That's amazing.
I love that story. Yeah. That made my favorite story of the whole week. So you just figured, yeah, hey.
I was like, oh,
we
maybe.
Just won it?
Yeah. Thought it was a good time to joke, but it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, nope. It's never a good time, I guess, in that respect. Fun stuff with Tua back in the day. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just simply stop by, please. So Wimbledon, my guy Alcaraz still in it, right?
Still in it.
Okay. Yep,
still in it. Although he got taken to five sets by Tiafoe the other day.
I saw that.
Yep.
Like I told you, one word, vulnerable.
Did you play any tennis last week?
No, I played pickleball for the first time in months.
And that is why you wouldn't get a point on
him. Walking okay? I mean, what happened?
Actually, I wasn't. I wasn't. Oh, but okay. I got
walked on by the
way. I got walked on.
Okay.
I got worked on.
Okay.
And now I'm back.
Okay.
Look at me. Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, your dude walked on you?
Oh, he walked on me. That's what I did in my off time. Anybody walk on you during your off time?
He literally has a guy walk on him.
No, like, this is a real thing, people, if you don't know. Like, what's his name, Rich? You told me his name.
Duran. Duran.
I actually met
him. And then I got worked on by Pete Picatagio, the famed body mechanic of Los Angeles, California. He's fantastic.
Pete Picatagio?
Like, I went to high school with him. If somebody could just, like, really work on me like I'm a pizza dough. So, no, didn't play tennis.
Okay.
Yes, played pickleball.
Got it.
Anything else? All right. Phone lines are lit. Let's go to...
you watch any baseball?
Let's go, Len. Hold on, before we go to the... Just, come on, have at it. Go on. Go on.
When exactly does the ownership transfer take place? Because the Steinbrenners are, right? I thought I read that.
The ownership
signing
transfer
ownership
of what?
Over to Rafael Devers, right? That's a real thing that's happening?
The Yankees, for some reason, keep pitching to this guy. There's a group of people. Here's
the ball. The second one last night was a foot outside, and he pulled it.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The first time he turned around, an eyeball high fastball from
Chapman
or Raldis Chapman, and tomahawked it out of Yankee Stadium. That should have served notice on the Yankees on that spot. How many years ago was this now? Six, maybe?
No. Might have been nine.
Okay. Let me just tell.
He was 18 or 19.
I'm not, first of all, offering no pushback to you on that. Zero pushback to you on that. There is a list of players that the Yankees, for some reason, keep pitching to. And I would like to actually, you know what? Do you got the top five? I'll give it to you right now, off the top of my head.
Is that in the binder?
No, I've got it. Just if you give me a top five, I'll give you a bonus top five.
Oh, a bonus five?
Yeah, a bonus five. A bonus five. And it'll go quick. Maybe it'll go faster than the actual drop that I've been tap dancing for since everybody's working hard. Do you have it? Go ahead and hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five. Here we go.
Top five guys that the Yankees, for some reason, keep freaking pitching to. And so this will go, I'll send this to the Bronx, New York, and hand it and just basically say, stop it.
Stop it.
Honestly, this
will
help.
Automatic walk when these guys come up?
Why not?
Free pass.
It's better. I'll start with your guy. Hey, first up, Devers.
Great.
Devers, he's five on the list. What's going on? Four is your guy, Alonso. Why do the Yankees keep pitching to Pete Alonso? I have no idea.
Glad that he did.
They kill him every single friggin' time. Alonso. And it's just like, try. The number of times I've screamed at the screen, try your luck with Nimmo instead.
That's a good horse name.
Try your luck with Nimmo.
Yeah,
that horse.
That is a really good. Really
that horse.
Good.
That horse.
Really good horse name.
Is great on the rail.
Mutter was a mutter.
All right, number three. I got my other two. I got to find a third. Okay, here the other three. Here you go. Jose Ramirez.
Oh,
why the hell are you pitching to him?
On fire this.
What are we doing? What are you doing? I'd take my chances with the guy who the kid who's made the All-Star game now to rock the baby Naylor. I'd take my chances with him instead of Jose Ramirez. Two is Bregman and one is Altuve. Every time. every time they kill the Yankees, kill them. And the Yankees are like, okay, we've got a pitching plan. No, you don't. Your pitching plan is this. Four. Take your base.
See ya.
So, you triggered me. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Boone's never been better. Lifetime contract.
Okay.
I wish the Mets felt that way about O'Neill Cruz as he just parked one in the out.
Just now?
Yeah.
Just now?
Just now, yeah.
That's good for my fantasy team.
You think we need one more?
No, we don't need one more. That was it. We don't need one more. We don't need one more. I probably forgot.
That's funny.
I probably forgot. A couple people. You know? It's now. I got to choose an Oriole now. I don't know which one yet.
Oh man!
They all.
Gunnar Adley, take your pick.
I don't know. And by the way, where do they find? I know they've been drafting the top of drafts for years now.
Kind of like the Astros were, you know.
Every single kid they bring up breaks, except Matt Holliday's kid, and it's just a matter of time for him anyway.
Yep.
They gave him a look-see, and they're like, let's send him back down for more cultivating.
Yeah, he went back down because he struggled.
He struggled for like 2 weeks, and they're like, not worth it when we've got 15 other ones. Okay. Yeah, so Rafael Devers owns the Yankees. Does that make you feel better? Because it's the truth.
It is the truth.
It's just, why?
It's just, you know, the Red Sox are massively overachieving, 49-40.
Well, you got
not expected coming into
the
year.
Which is why they went ahead and they got your manager back.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's a good manager.
He's good at the managing. So does this make you feel better about your ownership group?
No.
Why? Maybe they'll go get you a nice little toy at the end of the month.
Shaughnessy and everyone's saying that the Red Sox are still going to be sellers at the deadline.
Is that right? Maybe that's a good idea. Can you win the World Series this year?
I think if they went and got Pete Alonso, maybe.
That's an attack posture as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that could have been a chance before Grimace hit the scene. But as we all know, ever since Grimace came,
the White Sox have a lot of pieces around that are available, you know, who are good players.
White Sox, you're saying?
Yeah. Luis Robert's available.
Let's see what happens.
Crochet's available.
All right, let's go to Lenny in Panama City. What's up, Lenny?
Whoa.
Lenny.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Hey. What's up?
Hey.
Man, I've been waiting so long, the gummies have kicked in.
Well, that's good to know, Lenny.
We're going to do the win or lose thing with the Buccaneers.
Okay, first of all, Lenny, way to frame the conversation. It sounds like you're already winning, is what I'm saying.
I am.
Okay, very good. Can we give Lenny in Panama City?
What team's he doing?
He's
what
doing the
smoking, bro. Give me some.
There you go. They're for the Buccaneers. Well done. Setting the stage. Bruce Arians drop. Lenny in Panama. Hold on. Let me
TJ Plus down in Panama.
Apparently they do. Yeah.
And TJ, you are looking exceptional this morning, and B-Man, you're outstanding as always.
Appreciate you, Lenny.
This is not a thing.
People. This is a bit. Oh, it's a bit. It's great. And you know the Letterman rules of comedy is just keep beating it down and then beat it to death. All right, here we go.
Well, you know LeBron is paying Bronny's tab, right?
Okay, probably.
Well, it's his dad.
All right, here we go. Okay. Yeah. All right, Lenny. Here we go. Week one, home for the Washington Commanders.
Rich, I'm going to make this real easy.
Yeah?
You can call this is like the best one ever because we are going undefeated. The boys in Miami can crack the bottles of prune juice. We are going undefeated and winning the Super Bowl this year. And the team is not letting up.
16-0, man.
So, Lenny, in Panama City, you are the first, I think, caller in the history of our win-loss game to forego the actual game-by-game analysis.
Just make a declaration.
And say, it's 17-0, and then 3-0 because you got the bye wrapped up,
obviously.
And 20-0 Super Bowl champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's it.
I want the Buccaneers to hear this loudly.
That was it.
You had us, Lenny. We're like, what is it? But that's
all
it.
All of us were like,
okay. The gummies have kicked in. Thank you, Lenny.
Attaboy, Lenny. Enjoy the day.
There you go. Lenny in Panama City, Florida.
Leaping Lenny.
I think his prediction changed after the gummies kicked in.
No, I think that was always.
Was that the plan?
I think that was always. I think the gummies gave him.
Actually, I think when Lenny first called in, he was taking the bar exam. And then the gummies kicked in. And the Buc- yada yada yada.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers are going to go 20-0 and have a parade. Another.
Oh, I was waiting so long.
Guess what's up?
Okay.
The gummies kicked in.
He's like, look, I'm going to make this real simple for you guys, man. We're going to win the Super Bowl, man.
I would have really enjoyed the build up though of like, oh, 8-0, 9-0, 10-0.
I'm just going to write it down here. We're
going to waste our time with all that, Chris. Lenny, we'll get to the point.
In Panama City.
Really fun, actually.
17-0, and then I'm putting an asterisk, and the asterisk is gummies.
Yeah.
Drug test
kicked in.
Gummies kicked in.
There we go. So there's that. God, I love our viewers and listeners.
So Lenny not working today, day off today.
How do you know?
I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Let's hope Lenny's not a truck driver.
I'm hoping.
Okay. I hope he works from home.
I'm hoping he's just chilling.
Yeah. He's probably working harder than Del Tufo.
He's still here.
Where is he?
He's in the back talking.
All right. So here's what needs to be done. If he's in the back talking, we need to relabel this before the end of the show. Okay. We need to get the B-man stink out of here.
I'm Batman.
He might be working. No, I don't know if you guys understand this. We got a guy named Chopper in the back right now. There's a dude named Chopper.
He's back there helping. Well, but he's actually the one who's from the people who put the system in.
I'm just saying. I introduced
he's
myself.
A serious. He's not a label maker guy.
No, not that. I'm just saying.
What are you thinking? Like, you think he's the one with the label maker and Del Tufo's spelled B-M-A-N.
No, I'm telling you, there's work going on back there.
There it is. There's the famous B-man label.
Right next to your desk.
What is happening?
That's it. There's only two labels with four letters on it. One of them is mute. The other one is B-man. Hose. All right, let's take a break.
Put Chris there
and hose.
And B-man. H-O-S for Hoss.
See,
Hoskins.
See, have some.
That goes without saying.
Have some cooth.
What the hell's going on here?
Hell going on.
All right, when we come back, it's an overreaction Monday. For the soon-to-be artist formerly known as B-Man. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the program, that was a wild segment. That was great. Chris Mannix has arrived. He will be on the top of next hour, putting things back on the rails a little bit. We got that going for us.
Which is nice.
which is very nice. O'Neal Cruz's home run just hit me in the back of my head.
It's so far. 109 exit, B-Lo. Very far.
It was high, it was far, it was gone.
Yeah. Rich, what did you watch over the break?
We just watched with Susie and I finished The Bear. I have caught up to the current season of The Boys.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
So I got a
well done.
And so what? We're only halfway through the current season of The Boys, right? Because Amazon puts things out one week at a time.
To episode six right now.
Every is that right? Wednesday. Yeah. Or
my God, is that show just
something else?
As stunning and shocking, and the number of. Very few shows make me audibly go, whoa, like literally audibly right. Say that.
You got to the killer flying sheep, I assume?
No, that he's not in this. He's not in this season.
Oh, thank you for that.
Not a spoiler.
Oh, really? Well, actually, hold on a second. For many shows, you could say you get to the killer flying sheep and you're like, come on. But for that show, there's probably just wait. There'll be five more crazy things that happen in the next scene.
Yeah, not a spoiler.
It really is
kind of
that wild of a show.
Show's insane.
I found a new show called Supercell on Netflix just randomly. The best and laziest way I can describe this is if you take Heroes, mix it with The Boys and The Wire, and you set it in London. I've never even heard of it.
There we go.
It's quite a Mad Lib.
Six episodes. Went through it quick. Apparently, there's an online petition that if it doesn't get a season two, people are going to cancel Netflix.
Wow. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, Game Time Tickets. Get the app, put it on your phone, mobile device near you right away, and start buying tickets to everything in your area. Name it. Baseball, soon to be obviously football season coming up. If you need to see a concert, any show in your area, everything that you need is right there on Game Time Tickets. You get to see a view from your seat of the field, of the stage, of the arena, whatever you need. Now that we're in the middle of baseball season and you're wondering how cool it would be to go to a game, let Game Time help, because they're an authorized ticket marketplace. Getting baseball tickets, they make it even faster and easier than any other spot. And prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch. That's how awesome it is. Take the guesswork straight out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Phone lines are totally lit. We love it. Everybody wants to play the win-loss game. I love that.
Lightning in Panama was lit, too.
But your game was definitely lit. That candle was indeed lit. So stay on hold. We got Chris Mannix top of the third hour, and then the rest of the hour will be for all of us. So stay on hold, and if you want to keep pounding away, please do that. We greatly appreciate it. But for the moment, it's a Monday, and you know what that means. B-Man. With the latest edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
It's never going to get old.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
What's going on, Chris?
Not saying hi to you guys. Not asking how your weekend was.
Come on, buddy.
I'm not saying it's happy tradition. Monday.
Come on.
We didn't come up with B-Man. Don't be mad at me.
Taking it too far.
Or Del Tufo's labeling machine did. But what do you got?
Hey, what's up? Everybody good?
I'm good.
Great, man. Happy to be back.
You know who's great?
No.
Eberflus is great.
Eberflus
is going to win Coach of the Year this year.
What is going on with Coach of the Year talk with him? What's happening?
Let's do it.
Where did this come from? Why?
Why?
First of all,
they're stacked. Okay. Kent Williams is going to be sick. Their offense is going to be awesome. They're going to win 10 or 11 games. Coach of the Year.
10 wins won't be Coach of the Year for him. 11 wins is in the E. He's a finalist. 12 means he's got a chance. You think that's going to happen for the Bears?
Who else could be coach of the year?
Oh, I'll give you.
I know you think Jim Harbaugh because he's going to, plus 8 or whatever you think is that going to happen?
Plus 7. Plus 7 gives him 12 wins.
They're not going plus 7.
Well, I mean.
Let's be honest.
Who else could be coach of the year?
Mike McCarthy.
Why would you just laugh at that?
That was like saying we missed Del Tufo. Automatic laugh.
Hold on a minute. Just give me a second. Everybody give me a second.
Mike McCarthy's won 12 games the last 3 years.
Hold on a second.
Wow, that's true. Good point.
Somebody in the NFC South? Raheem Morris if they negotiate a very good season here. Dan Quinn.
DQ.
DQ. Don't sleep on him.
McDonald, Seattle.
Eberflus is Tennessee, but is going to win Coach of the Year. That's an overreaction.
We're just making
classic sense. Overreaction.
Gerard Mayo.
Gerard Mayo's got to win 10 if he
honestly,
wins 10
honestly,
games.
Honestly, winning 6 games should get him Coach of the Year.
What about Sala
right there?
What about Sala? What if the Jets win like 11, 12?
Then you give it to Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Oh, really? Is that right?
Surgeon.
Is that it?
Yeah, Neil Eletrosh.
Neil Eletrosh is in line.
Coach of the Year.
All right, very good. What else?
Look, what's today's day? It's July 8th, right?
Yeah.
July
8th. Good one.
We're still wondering where Brandon Ayuk is. He's holding out, people.
He's
Brandon
not.
Brandon Ayuk.
Get out of
hold
here.
Out
nope.
the 49ers.
Camp. No way. Nope. Hold out of camp.
Yeah, hold out of camp. I'm not saying he's going to miss week one.
Oh.
I'm saying he's not going to training camp.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
What's going on with this?
What do you mean? What's going on
with
it?
What's going on? First off, they're meeting,
I don't know.
They're talking.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. You're John Lynch. Congratulations. Oh, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I love it. Hall of Fame. I was a minor league baseball player.
Man. You got more than that. He's got more on the ball.
He's like 50 something. He's rocked up still.
Brandon Ayuk says, I want to be in the neighborhood. Within a million of what? Justin Jefferson.
30 million? He wants 30 million?
No. He wants Justin Jefferson money. Ooh. That's the market.
Ooh.
What do you say?
Yeah,
okay.
Can't do it.
So, if that's the conversation, then yeah. If the conversation, if he wants 30, then I can kind of understand that too. They're going to have to pay their quarterback 50 and change.
No. Brock Purdy goes
year.
Back to the Super Bowl again?
He could be 60.
He's a $60 million
You know how we keep asking that question around here? Who's going to be the first annually paid $60 million quarterback?
Purdy.
It could very well be Brock Purdy. It could very well be. Certainly with how Tua might sign for on the dotted line and Jordan Love
next month. What if the Niners next win the
month?
Super Bowl this year?
Got it. So holding out of training camp, but out of week one, man, oh, man. That would stun me if they go out week one, Monday night against the Jets, wrap up week one without Ayuk. They might have no Ayuk if he holds out a training camp.
He may not play week one anyway.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did you guys see the...
I don't think this is an overreaction at present.
Okay. You see the Ayuk TikTok thing that happened?
Which was what?
He posted a picture of him watching... Apparently, it looks like he's watching Washington Commander... practice film on his TikTok, and that's been going around.
Well,
like,
I mean, he's,
why is he watching this? Like,
because again, he plays footsie on this front because that's his quarterback. Yeah, that's his college quarterback.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's been going around.
That's his college. When he was saying that the Niners don't want me and posted that, he was on a FaceTime with Jaden Daniels. Yeah. So,
also, you better hope of all people he doesn't sit out because you know.
Well,
the circumstances, if that happens.
What do you mean?
Del Tufo shorts.
You got to eat Del Tufo shorts.
No, if he misses the whole year. I'm still very confident. I will triple down on that. You can add another Del Tufo article of clothing.
Whoa, Rich, don't do it.
Dangerous game.
Right?
It's dangerous game.
It's not even worth it.
What else?
You know who's back this year? Joe Burrow's back this year.
Who's that?
Yes. Oh, man, he's talking to Big Cat and PFT.
When you say he's back, you mean his open Woo! Back on his...
Yes, he's back and he's open
he's
back.
He's back, open backed. Joe Burrow, top 5 MVP this season.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Joe Burrow said, hey, when you're injured, people forget about you.
They do.
I'm going to make them not forget me.
Would he be a comeback player of the year? And MVP?
Ooh, great question. Yeah, I think so, right? Because he qualifies. He missed because of injury.
Dude,
because they changed the rule. They're telling people not to vote for dudes who just coming back from the bench and their couch.
What rule? Who's changing the rules? Who is?
The AP.
The AP.
Are telling people, hey, look.
I would know because I work for the NFL
the
and
Joe
therefore,
thing was,
you know, the AP says I'm too biased. Because I'm going to vote for who Roger Goodell thinks should win it.
Yeah. Everybody knows that, Rich.
Yes, everyone knows that.
Don't vote for the couch and the bench guys.
Don't they know that me and Brockman even get notes? The things we can't say?
Yeah, I gotta, dude. I know.
Come on. We're this is a Joe Burrow zone, the Rich Eisen show. You know that.
I almost went. He's going to win it.
See, now that's... Come on. Why wouldn't you go so bold? Yeah, see, you got soft in the dark week, B-Man.
I hate you. Darn. Change the music, Belly.
Oh, we're changing music.
All right, a couple of baseball ones here. Look, we love Paul Skeens. He's got to start the All-Star game. What are we
doing? Start the All-Star game.
Start the All-Star game. What are we doing?
All right.
No one knows who, or cares about Ranger Suarez or any of these other dudes. Who cares? Glasnow has been lit up the last couple of starts. We want the guy with the stash. We need Livy Dunn behind home plate.
Yeah.
Let's go. Paul Skeens.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
So you're talking about the whole package.
Yeah, everything.
The whole Skeens package. 102.
Brockman three up, three on the down. Block.
Let's go.
So the fact that
Ohtani needs to be out there. We need to see Skeens versus Ohtani off the All-Star game.
We have seen that.
Yeah, I now see now that I was assuming this. I was assuming this. So
who's leading off for the AL?
Judge
to lead off.
I was assuming this, and now it's kind of backed up. You just don't want to talk Chris Sale because the Red Sox let him walk. So
we traded him for a guy who doesn't even play.
Why would you
genius of ownership?
Why would you not start Chris Sale?
Because Skeens is better,
dude. Chris Sale's been amazing.
Chris Sale's is amazing, but he hasn't captured.
No, like, I know.
You know,
and no, nobody's like going to sit down and watch Aaron Nola or Ranger Suarez.
That's what I mean, and that's kind of the point. Like, great, the Phillies guys.
You
are
want eyeballs?
Awesome.
So you want to respect the first half performances of guys who deserved it?
I want him to hand out. Where's the All-Star game this year? Texas, right? I want him to hand out fake mustaches, and everyone in the crowd is wearing stashes and going nuts. Right. And then he goes 102 to Judge. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Nine pitches, averaging 101 miles per hour, three up, three down.
My man.
Let's go.
So Aaron Judge should start as well.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, throwing.
Oh, throwing.
Who wouldn't want to watch him?
Rich, I wouldn't. Speaking of Aaron Judge.
Oh, boy.
The Yankees are wasting Aaron Judge's greatness.
All right. This guy. This guy.
B-Man didn't come to play with you today.
Honestly, defend against this. How could you say they're not? Have I missed all the Aaron Judge World Series appearances? Was I asleep for those?
Hold on a minute. They went and added Juan Soto. They did win 50 of their first, like, 75.
Not going to be on the Yankees next year, Juan Soto. Like, they're wasting Judge right now.
Grimace will see that.
Wasting Judge.
Dude, they're going through a bad three-week stretch.
Yeah, but this happens every single year.
Well, it has over the last 2-3 years.
Every single year this happens.
So, I mean, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when Stanton comes back. We'll see what happens when the rest of their roster gets healthy. We'll see what happens.
Strikeouts, that's what's going to happen with Stanton.
All right. Okay.
I'm pulling for it. I like Aaron Judge.
Chris?
I want to see him play. Here we go. Wemby, you see some of these clips from Euro qualifying?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Wemby's taking France to the gold medal game, TJ.
Why wouldn't he?
In the Olympics.
I told you on draft night.
Is Gobert on the team? Is Gobert on the team?
Yeah, and he makes Gobert look like Muggsy Bogues. Have you seen them two standing next to each other?
Is Nick Batum on this team too? Who else on France?
Nico should be on the squad.
Well, who else on France?
Well, half the draft was from France. That's why I'm like, in two Olympics from now, France is winning the gold medal. Like,
you know, who's not on France's team is Le Pen. How's that for a little political conversation?
Is that the French version of LeBron?
Definitely not.
Well done.
Most certainly not. I don't know. I'm sure. I'm not going to push back on this one.
All right, hit it.
You think we need one more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one.
Did you watch Copa America while we were gone?
I did.
Team USA sucks, okay? They're terrible. Greg Buchholter, you're out. I don't even know his name. Greg Buchholter, out.
Great point.
He's not out yet, though, but he should be. And you know who should take over? They're free. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban should coach Team USA. You want guaranteed results?
I'll watch the two greatest
winners in football history.
By the way,
I never thought
in a million years Brockman would A, want to talk about soccer, and B, would put Belichick and Saban in the role of Ted Lasso.
It makes sense.
Full Ted Lasso. What can go back? It's not going to get any worse.
Bill Lasso and Nick Lasso.
It's not getting any worse.
Long lost brothers of Ted Lasso.
I think he's got a point.
All right.
You want to avoid embarrassment at the World Cup here in America?
Believe.
Belichick, Saban, let's go.
Believe. Great overreaction Monday. Believe.
Seriously, eyeballs. You want eyeballs? I know everyone's going to watch the World Cup.
So Belichick
anyway,
and Saban take over Saban. Team USA
take
soccer.
Take over Team USA. Guaranteed win the World Cup. Who's going against these
guys? By the way,
I
also watched.
You think Trent Kerr would be all right with
England, Switzerland for the right to get to the Euro Cup semifinals, and it went to penalty kicks, which is, as you know, the ultimate bugaboo for England.
That's like literally having the Super Bowl, though, decided by field goals.
Yeah. It's a rough way to decide something.
It's rough.
But it is truly one of the most exhilarating things you can watch. And they survived. They moved on. They moved on.
But we know they're not going to win Euro. So
I don't know. Who the hell knows, man? Great well, soccer
I
talk.
Like, I got like 80 years of
says it. Says the guy, if you should take over, Marv Levy should be the coach.
Honestly.
Okay. Get Saban and Belichick Saban out and there.
You don't think they could win the World Cup? You're crazy.
Hey, if you think Greg Berhalter is not any good, wait till Joe Judge gets his hands on Pulisic. Be great.
Oh, you think Bill's just going to
play
Joe Judge?
What do you don't think?
And Patricia.
Matt Patricia? Patricia? He'll be involved in whatever part of the operation? Come on.
Nick Foles just threw another touchdown.
Dude.
You can't use your hands to this guy.
This guy over there. Chris Mannix about to come out here. Hour three in your phone calls.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season four. I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season five is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.